suggestion is that the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense might together give out this statement. The President gave no authorization for the use of any nuclear weapons in the course of the episode in the Gulf of Tonkin, and he made no statement which could reasonably be interpreted to suggest that any such authorization has been given. Senator Goldwater's interpretation is both unjustified and irresponsible.
That's all right.
Do you want to talk to either of them?
No, but what's he talking about when he says that...
Talking about nothing, Mr. President. I've read the entire
file. Impulsive action.
Well,
my impulsive action.
He's just interpreting. He's now trying to make
subordinate
officers, good word.
Subordinate commanders to use any weapons necessary.
Well, you never did that.
What did I say to him?
You didn't say that to anyone, Mr. President. I have a complete file of every public statement you made.
In effect, what did I say? I said pursue them and destroy them.
You said positive reply, pursue and destroy, but you never said any weapons available.
All right.
He's just making it up.
Now, what were they at liberty to use?
They were limited to actually very specific ordnance defined by the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific. Sharp told them what he wanted them to use in one of the orders that I remember seeing. They had no authorization on nuclears at all.
And they would had to have for me to use it.
And their weapons loads were reported
right?
to us, sir.
They would have had to have it for me to use it.
In these circumstances, now, the thing we have to be careful about is that there are other separate procedures in which if they were under some overwhelming nuclear attack, for example, or if you were out of action. There are precautionary procedures, but they have nothing to do with this episode. The language is carefully written so that it skirts that point.
They had to have, in this circumstance, they had to have orders from me, and they didn't.
And they did not.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, we're fussing with other problems, but that's all there is.
What to ask you and Wirtz to give me, you and Rusk and McNamara, is he there with you?
Yeah.
Y'all ask, how would I respond to this Secret Service for President? We got an investment in the President.
How would you respond to what, sir?
To their suggestion, Miller's suggestion, that we provide Secret Service for the candidate.
Yeah.
If we're going to go to provide Secret Service for all our candidates, we're going to hell of a reflection on the country.
Yeah.
But, of course, President's a little different. But I don't know whether it doesn't look very good for me to take that position.
Well, I'll ask about it. It's worth thinking about. I had not thought that made much sense, really.
What would you say if you were me? I'm going into this meeting.
I think I'd say that a public suggestion from Miller is one thing. If Senator Goldwater really thinks this is a serious question, I'm sure we'd surely be glad to think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.